I'm revealing to you, there are things that you don't hear about. Demons are real.
Hello there, and welcome to our show. This is one of those unusual shows where things actually take place in the listeners' lives, because we're going to be giving you some information that will probably actually take place. Maybe even scare you just a bit, or you may enhance it and take it, and maybe it'll help you in your challenges in life, especially when you're dealing with the spiritual world. We talk about a lot of things, mostly about the demonic. There are people that are actually suffering from symptoms of, believe it or not, demonic possession, which is extremely rare. But there's a lot of people, especially here in our country, that are crying out because they're having these symptoms occur, and they can't be explained. We have other people that will be calling the show that fall in the category of demonic oppression. This is very common, and this is something that we've all probably been victims of. Demonic oppression is when the darkness will put a dark seed in your mind and you won't even be aware of it. All your negative behavior will start materializing and then you'll start actually demonstrating, you'll manifest certain dark personalities that may come from you as a result of this demonic oppression. We talk about that, and there's a lot of people that will be calling in about those issues as well. I'm Archbishop Ronald Farl Enright, and we're here to talk about you and all of your issues regarding the dark elements that are out there that we know as diabolical issues. But before I get started, I normally go through the process where I introduce our panel, and we have a one heck of a panel. In fact, I think I mentioned in the previous show that I've calculated the years of experience we have, and all together comes out to about 200 years of experience, if you can believe that. That's amazing. And yeah, there's only like four of us, and of course we're not even counting the girls. But what I'm saying is that you are going to get the very best advice and input from the experts. And one of the people that I'm referring to, of course, is Bishop Dr. Joshua. This man has been with me for many years. He's been a student of mine for many, many years. I knew this guy when he had hair. I knew this guy, okay, when people used to look at him twice and say, hey, you know, he's a pretty good looking guy. I don't know if they're doing that now. I don't really know. But it could be. But this man's an exorcist. He's been an exorcist for over 30 years. He's been in the service of God, and he has been there for anyone who is in need of his services. And that goes for everything from doing a demonic assessment all the way to investigations. And he also does the actual ritual when the ritual is needed and when we can find enough evidence to actually go into that scenario. Bishop Joshua, he is a man that I respect, a man that I love as a brother. And I'm so happy he's here on our podcast. Dr. Fox, thank you for being with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you, my friend. I love you and love everybody here tonight.
Okay, and now we shift over to the other side of the world, or rather the other side of the screen anyway. We have the Reverend Dr. Glenn. Now this man, he's seen it all over and over again. He's seen things for the past, are you ready for this? 96 years. That's how old he is. He's been in the ministry for 65 years. You know, there's a lot of people that are listening to the show that are not even 65 years old. And this man's got this big head start. He knows all about the darkness. He knows all about the things that may bother you, that give you challenges in life. He could tell you so many things. And you know what? You're going to have the opportunity to listen to his input. He is one of our experts. And most of all, he's an exorcist. He has been all over the world. And as a result, from Africa to the Philippines to South America, this man, he is a fantastic source to go to, especially if you have supernatural things happening in your life. Dr. Glenn, thank you for being with us. You are certainly a treasure.
Thank you, Archbishop. It's a pleasure to be here.
And you know, he didn't know it, but Dr. Glenn is on, he's actually under contract for the next 100 years. So please stay tuned, okay? Keep seeing us, watch us every week, and you might get something out of his tremendous wisdom. Talk about wisdom, we have another guy. And this guy is really special. He is one of the colleagues that I call a true gift from God. This man knows a lot about psychiatry, probably because he is a psychiatrist. He's not only a psychiatrist, as being a medical doctor, but he knows a lot about life, a lot about spiritual things. He loves God, and he is willing to share his input when it comes to your questions regarding anything. He is a very unique individual. He's turned out to be one of my dear friends. And it's my privilege to introduce Dr. Adrian. Thank you, my friend, for being here.
Thank you for the privilege of being my friend and being here and being friends with all the panel and having you know, the platform, but together with you to talk about the good news.
Excellent. I really can't say enough about these guys because they're the very best. But then we have people that have technical skills, believe it or not. There are things that I cannot do without people like the people I'm going to introduce you to. These two know exactly where all the buttons are. You see, in my time, it was only switches. We had to like turn the lights on with switches. Now they have buttons, and these girls happen to know where all the buttons are at. Thank God they're here. Otherwise, we'd be sitting in the dark, and you'd be looking at a black screen. So Desiree and Mercedes, both of you are incredible, not because of your incredible wisdom and insights, but also because of your creativity. I mean, you've made everything come together. Mercedes, of course, has several podcasts that she has launched off. And along with Dr. Joshua accompanies her on one of these podcasts. And then, of course, Desiree is getting into the limelight, okay, in terms of the podcast industry, if you will. Another gifted person. Oh my gosh, I am so blessed to know all these people. It's amazing. And yet these are the people that will be on your side when you have all this difficulty in the world. Guess what? These are the kind of people you want to be standing next to you, and they will be with you until the very end. Mercedes and Desiree, would you please say something so we will know you're real people?
Well, I just always, it's such an honor to be here, and especially, you know, to be co-producer with Desiree, and she's such a wonderful person. Thank you so much to our amazing audience. We've got people on the chat right now coming in. We thank you. You're here every single week. We love you. We appreciate you. Please be sure to share, like, and comment. This is a really important message that we're sharing today. So especially today, right, Des? We have some amazing new guests, but we'll talk about them in a few minutes. But we've got, it's a really special day. So I will just give the floor to our lovely Desiree.
Oh, well, blessed day, shalom, and blessed Shabbat. For those that are at home today with their families, thank you so much for joining us. I'm so thankful that you're here. We are episode today 67. So, yeah, 67, man, I'm just thinking about that, reflecting that. So I'm so excited. We're growing. We're getting bigger. Fan the flame of the spirit, and let's keep on bringing light into this darkness. Keep the momentum going, folks. So we really appreciate it. Share, tell family members, let your family knows, your friend knows, let your enemy knows. Let somebody know. If you have a question, drop it in the chat line. Also, too, we have Zoom available. We're on Facebook, YouTube, as well as Twitter and other social media platforms available for you. Like, share, subscribe so you don't miss the next live. And thank you so much.
Excellent. Excellent. You know, I just read somewhere that Skype decided to retire. They've been out of business since May. So Skype is no longer with us. I know Zoom and other, you know, areas are, they are with us. I got a very short story, and I want to make this real quick. Okay, this all happened I felt like I had to do something. I was getting so lazy. I mean, my gosh, when I was working full time, I was working about 100 hours a week. I mean, it was pretty close to it. And I was just being overworked. Now in my semi-retirement state, if you will, I'm only working like maybe 60 hours a week. But now, okay, I have this ministry that's been going on for almost 50 years. And I have people all around the world that are working in our organization who are affiliate members, and I'm so proud of them. But you know that when I fully retired, at least from full retirement, something told me that I had to keep my fingers in this ministry forever. And basically, I believe God was the one that gave me that message. So he said, God said to me, you're not going to quit and you're not going to retire because this isn't a job. This is your mission. And since it is my mission, okay, I got to tell you that when I retired, when I made the announcement, 8, 9 years ago, I kept getting calls and people kept writing me in regards to what's happening in their lives. And they were talking about demonic issues. And they were talking about all the things that, you know, that we do in this ministry. And I tried to help them. And of course, my retirement turned out to be almost a full-time job again because I was answering these people. And then I said to myself, God, what can I do to relieve me from all of this work? I mean, and then an idea came. Why don't you create the very first independent referral directory? It's an international referral directory where people could go to our website and get someone in their country or in their state, and they could call them directly if they have demonic issues. So I created this. It took me 2 years. I got it out. It's on our website. And guess what? I was thinking that maybe, you know, instead of them coming to me and then me acting like the third party, and getting involved, I could just hand it over to some clergy that lives in their city. Well, wouldn't you know it, after all that work, my plan was not the solution. In fact, to the contrary, I started getting more people calling and wanting to, needing help and wanting our services. So that's when I decided, and I prayed about this and meditated about this. I even fasted about this. And then God gave me an idea about coming up with a podcast. And this podcast had to be unique because it has to be unique in the sense that it's the only one of its kind where I have my professional colleagues on a panel and people who are in need can call our program or text their questions and we can answer them on the air. I don't believe that it was ever a podcast like that. And I was inspired to do this. So how could I fail? This is our 67th episode. While I was talking, we did another episode. So this is the 67th episode. Amazing. And you know what? I just feel like we're going strong. More people are communicating with us. We have people from Spain who are fans, who listen to the show all the time, which that's impressive. We have people in the Philippines that are listening. We have people in South America and even in Canada. I mean, it's like, you know, wow. So we're really starting to become something. This is an extension of my ministry. and God blessed me with all these wonderful experts. So this is truly a special program. What we do right now is, and I'm sorry I took up so much time explaining that, but I thought it was important. We always say a prayer protection before we start the program. Reason being is a lot of what we talk about is very dark. And if somebody has a question and it falls into that area, kind of dark area, then that could actually promote what we refer to as a demonic oppression based on curiosity. Bless you, my friend.
Bless you.
That's the first time we ever had a panel that actually sneezed on the air. I think that's a great testament, okay? That someone who has that physical ailment where they have to blow their nose, you know, that is such a blessing. God bless you, my friend. I wish I
had. Gesundheit.
Gesundheit, exactly. Okay. Okay, well, anyway, that's the reason we have prayers and protection. And besides, maybe it'll help Dr. Glenn too while we pray this. Let us take a moment and pray, okay? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruins of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, now this is the portion where we normally take questions. However, today we have a special program. This special program involves two very important and special people. In fact, we're going to bring them up right now. And let's see what they look like, these two special people. Both of them have been in the limelight most of their lives. I have to tell you that they're extremely talented people, and we happen to fall into the category of being colleagues and friends. I want to introduce you to a audio who happens to be Sicilian. Yay. And then we have K.O., who has been very, very well known in many, many paranormal circles. I believe she even has the title of queen somewhere. Anyway, we are going to hear from them. They're going to tell us about themselves and what is happening in the world today. So, if you would, either one of you.
K.O.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much, Mario. My name is Karosha Ona Carroll, and we just say K.O. for short. That could be a knockout. If you like, I'm a former law enforcement, graduated the Northeast Regional Police Institute in Tewksbury, Massachusetts, first of my class in firearms training and first of my class in general. I was also the constable for the town of Andover, Massachusetts. I served in Lawrence, Massachusetts, Unit 1, the Gang Task Force. So that was a long explanation on why we say KO, but I have had a lifetime when it comes to, let's just say, the paranormal. I'm trademarked as the queen of the paranormal for lectures and comic books. So we can get into a little bit more about that. I'm also now a strategic alliance partner with my wonderful friend Mario over here from Jersey Shore Entertainment. And we're both going to tell you all about the different productions and how we're going to get these things rolling along and all the fun aspects when it comes to what we do. Take it away, Mario.
All right. Thank you. Honored to be on this panel. I know several of you, great expertise, great people, just an amazing group of people, and what you put together is amazing. My background is, and Archbishop and I, when we first talked about it, I talked about my grandmother from Italy that witnessed live exorcisms in her house at 10 years old. And that deeply affected her life, that she went to church every day the rest of her life. She cooked with holy water. She washed her floors with holy water. And she was really deeply into that. And that affected me at a very young age. And most of my cousins and uncles and people used to think she was, you know, not normal. But I related to that. And that sort of carried me through, because then I started in college and
when I played basketball professionally overseas, I started experiencing these things that were related to that and very important to that. So when I saw this opportunity that and this incredible organization that Archbishop built and this team that he put together, I said, being a film and TV producer for 30 years, I said, wow, what a great opportunity if we can build a TV series based on that. Now, this was prior to the podcast really getting launched. And then the podcast came into that. So part of what we're doing right now, just so the audience knows and the rest of the panel knows, is trying to find the proper format to be able to promote worldwide the podcast, the specific cases that we're doing, and put them into a format of a one-hour show. And that's what we're hoping to accomplish. And of course, getting the format means everything. And that's not, it's not an easy chore to do, despite how great this is in 24 countries. It's got such an amazing history, but still it takes a great, great deal of effort and timing and teamwork and selecting the right cases, because you have to put together a pilot episode. So with the pilot episode, that's the key, because if that doesn't get picked up, you don't have a show. So we're working diligently to go through the cases and look through them and being able to do that. And now with KO on board, with her incredible abilities, she's really helping now to get into that, to shape what that's going to look like, and as we move forward.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to add to a little bit about what I do. I'm a content provider. I'm a journalist. I am a member of the United States Press Agency. And I have syndicated columns all over the globe and different countries, anywhere from the Ukraine to Italy and all over the place, Pakistan. And I also publish in over 100 magazines, and I write content daily. I'm able to put what we do as far as Jersey Shore Entertainment into every single city, every single state, every single country in the world. And that's not without exaggeration. I have a vast field of wire services. ES News PR, I've owned the company for a little over 20 years now, and we can do just about anything. And I've proven that with things that I do, and now we're proving it with Jersey Shore Entertainment. So we're able to take, you know, our different programs and insert them into the different communities, whether we're looking for talent, whether we want to get more publicity, or we just want to get the word out about what we're doing. We're very, it's very easy to do.
Very good.
That's amazing.
It truly is. Yep. You know, to me, you know what's happening is the world is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. The more people we get to know and understand, wow, what a world we live in. You know, right now we're going through some dark times because of all the stuff that's happening in the world today. But, you know, there are various areas of light that are shining bright, real bright. And that gives us hope. And there's a lot of hope. And the thing is, we can't give up. You can never give up. Never surrender, as they say. Okay? Because it's important you understand that you have a God that is very, very much present. He is never leaves you, never forsakes you. He'll always be there. The angels are all around you. You know, there are angels. I mean, we have angels right now. They're standing around us right now. They're there for our protection. They're also there to deliver a special message from God if God chooses to use them for that purpose. You know, the whole thing is that we're never alone. And the world is getting smaller and smaller.
That's true.
And we just have to continue this like a virus. We have to make sure this virus goes out called love, called compassion, called empathy. You know, we need to kind of give that, spread that around. And this will be a lot, a much better place.
Archbishop?
Yes.
Can I join in a second? There is one thing that I wanted to say, and the reason, you know, there's a lot of things on exorcism. You know, there's all these ghost hunters and exorcists and people doing this and that. The thing that attracted me to what you built and created and what God put together, you know, the thing that really, really locked it in for me was your investigative technique and your process as to why it is so different. That I remember you saying to me, and even when I talked to Bishop Brian in Atlanta, that, well, listen, every case isn't going to require an exorcism, and you're not going to have that. But it was it's the process of how you structured that and outlined that in outline form. To me, that's what made it so much different and makes it different from any other show. So when I'm talking to, you know, any distributor or anybody else, potential partners, oh, well, they've done a lot of exorcism. No, you've never had anything like this, number one. Number two, and then when you throw in the podcast on top of that, and the expertise that's on there, and the incredible job that Mercedes and Desiree is doing, I mean, it takes it to another level. And to me, that's what makes it special. And I think that's what the audience or anybody else has to really get, that, you know, this isn't just a PR piece. This is really helping people. There's a real process to this, and there's a format of which to follow. And if you ask for the help, you can get it, but you have to follow the format.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Protocol is very important. In fact, in everything, you have to have some form of protocol. Without it, you're going to miss all those bases, all those important factors. And if that happens, how can you do a truly accurate assessment? It's impossible. You have to have everything. And of course, this includes your background, includes a mental evaluation. It includes your health records. All these are factors that are important. Because we've had people, honestly, in the past, over the years, we've had people pass away because of either heart failure or something else that's very explainable medically. But for some reason, we missed their medical report. So we had no idea they may have had a history of heart disease or some other thing that would cause them so much stress that during an exorcism, our actual ritual where we're calling out the demon, okay, the poor person, the victim, is going to hell, living hell. The people around the victim can smell the flesh. It smells like rotten flesh being emitted from the victim. The victim is actually dying physically. You could see the actual manifestation take place. The discoloration of the skin, the texture of the skin, even certain odors, and not to mention all the other things that could be taking place, like, you know, levitation and things being thrown across the room. Yeah, it sounds like a cheap movie, but the reality is these things do happen. And even though they're rare, when they happen, you remember, out of a thousand assessments I've done over the recent years, I could tell you that out of the thousand, maybe 20 concerning cases. These are cases concerning some form of demonic issue, okay, and which we have to take a further look. That's only 20 out of 1,000. That's a lot. But you see, we have to go through the motions. You can't say, and we can't be judgmental and say, oh, well, it has to be some kind of psychosis, obviously. Well, when you see a person levitate, and when you see a person literally be stuck to the ceiling, then, you know, the old scenario about, well, it has to be a psychosis is definitely not on the table. It's not, okay? So all these things have to be a question. So we have to have the psychological. We have two psychiatrists in our organization right now. We have two. And of course, you know, they have very impressive backgrounds, okay? If we ever go to, or if we ever have the next case, I think this past month we've had about 6 cases that were complaining demonic possession symptoms. So we had about six this past year or this past month. And so as a result, you know, it's rare, but it has to come. They can be true. They can be real. And that means we have to go through the process.
Exactly. I would just like to, you know, add just something. What really drew me to you and what you do here is the fact that you, when you call your information and you do find out, like you said, maybe out of 1,000 cases, you have 20. I had the honor, this goes back years ago, being able to work with Father Gallagher's bishop files. So Father Gallagher was a gentleman who mentored William Peter Blatty, who wrote the book, The Exorcist. I was able to take those files from an interview that Bob Boyd did and Michael Siegel did, and I combined, you know, what Father Gallagher would say to the actual movie, The Exorcist, like when Father Gallagher would say, "You unclean spirits," from the bishop's files. Then you see the movie saying, "You unclean spirits." So I was able to do the switch back and forth, back and forth. And it made the director's cut of the anniversary of The Exorcist on Blu-ray DVD. So I'm a part of that legacy. But it was so fascinating to be able to look at that, look at those files, you know, to have everything in front of you and realize that the, you know, the whole thing with The Exorcist movie, it was a combination of cases, but they have like over 70 witnesses watching the levitation, watching him throw up, watching all this stuff going on. And I say him because it was a boy. And in Hollywood, they turned it into a girl. So again, what drew me to you was the realism that you do. You don't take every case. You really look at it. And that's what Father Gallagher did too. And I was so familiar with that, that I got very intrigued. And I says, you know what? You guys are different. You're not the same old stuff that you see all the time. And the podcast is different. And you're not out there for thrills and attention. You're actually doing a service, you know, to people that honestly need it. And that's what I wanted to interject.
Very good. You know, it's an interesting fact. We don't charge for anything. We don't charge for even an evaluation. We don't charge for an assessment. We don't charge for an investigation. Or if we have to do an actual ritual, you'll never, ever see us asking for money. We just, the reason being is there's a scripture passage that says, you know, freely given, freely received. You know, we have to make sure that we follow the mission that we've been set to go on. We are not employees of a company or a brand, but rather we are the servants of the Most High God. We are the people that will jump in front of anything dark on behalf of that individual. And we do this not because we're great, but because we know exactly the power of God and how to wield that power. And so as a result, we become very, very successful. Now, I like to tell you that all the cases that we receive, we are like a 100% successful in everything. No, that's not the case. Mm-hmm. Okay. The reality is that demonic possession is very rare, but demonic infestation, which is like a haunted house, things are happening in the house, things are moving, okay, the walls are vibrating, different parts of the house have cold spots. People hear whispers coming from the walls. They seem like the walls are actually humming and talking to individuals that should pass them. You know, we are actually seeing this in real time. So when I tell people that, hey, we saw an individual levitate and got stuck to the ceiling and was there for 8 hours, well, you know what? We're not trying to sensationalize it. And we're not trying to shock you, even though it is kind of shocking. But we're just basically reporting what we've witnessed. And you know what? It's not important that you believe it. Okay, it's just not important. The people that truly believe it are the people who are involved, people who have actually had these experiences, people that have felt, you know, the presence of darkness in their life, or live in this demonic infestation, you know, where where the demons have the room on the entire house. And then, you know, you have the poltergeist scenario that goes into play. You know, in Germany, they call it the noisy ghost. Well, obviously, yes, it is quite nosy. It's nosy, too. But it's also noisy. It makes all kinds of sounds to let you know that they're there. You know, they just want the attention. But most of all, they're fishing for fear. They want you to be afraid of them. Because when you're afraid of them, whatever relationship you had with God seems to kind of like lessen and fizzle out, because you're there in the real time and you're confronting darkness and it's right there. And you're seeing these amazing things. I had a case one time where I'm doing a ritual, and I'm reading from the book. We use the Roman ritual, and I have, you know, my assistant, you know, and he's reading, you know, all the comebacks. And as I'm reading the thing, I felt something drop in my hair and then down my shoulders. And this was in a Skid Row hotel where roaches are all over the place. So I just assumed it was roaches dropping from the ceiling. That's gross enough. But the reality is, as I focused in on what was dropping on us, it was maggots dropping from the ceiling. Now, how the maggots got attached to the ceiling or whatever the scenario is, how was it at that particular time that they decided to drop? And I'm talking about hundreds of maggots dropping on us. And I'm going and I'm trying to read from the ritual book, and I'm going, okay, well, I have some stuff here I have to clear as I continue to read. And we have to kind of like go on, like it's just a distraction, because that's exactly what it is. The darkness will try to distract the person who is performing the ritual and everyone present, try to distract you from your main mission, what your main purpose is. And that's what we go through. This is the real scenario. This is not the make-believe. And you know, even though a lot of movies are made and for sheer entertainment, what we're talking about is some frightening stuff. It's frightening because it's real, and it really does happen. Without the, all the artificial facts simulated, you know, effects, you know, no special effects here. Only real live people with real life problems where they are suffering, they are dying physically, they feel like that there's no hope, and that's when people like our group comes to play. That's our role. Yeah. So normally what we do is we take questions right now from the people who are listening. Unless there's anything else that anyone else needs to say right now, you could say.
I would just like to say my wife is from Chicopee, Massachusetts.
Okay.
And, her father came from Poland prior to World War II. He was a World War II veteran. And she's a minister also. And so we spent 2.5 decades overseas. And so I had a built-in associate, we have lots of sea stories, but that this is not the time or place. But just wanted to know there's a married to a fellow lady from Massachusetts.
She's
telling lots of stories her father did about his time in Poland during World War II.
I want to say about the. People being here, and Mario and K.O., I'm very grateful to Mario, my dear friend, that he recommended me to the Archbishop Ronald. And it's been a flight since then into something that I think is marvel. And not for me, but I think it's something that appeals to the whole world. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's unique with this show. They have me here that I'm like a pain in the neck because I'm the psychiatrist and questioning things. And I may come with other ideas that may be out of this realm, but that's why it's a dancing realm.
There you go.
Thank you, Mario.
Well, I was to get on that subject there. I mean, I was when I was talking to Archbishop, you know, one time, and And he said, God, we really need a psychiatrist. And we need another psychiatrist on here. It'd be great to have another point of view. And I said, well, I have the perfect person for you. Somebody that's a dear friend of mine. Adrian helped my mother and I for 8 years, got her through 28 bouts of pneumonia because of him. And he's a dear friend of mine, and so the one thing that I am good at is putting people together, not necessarily for myself, but for everybody else. So when Archbishop said that, I said, oh, well, then I have the guy for you. You guys got to connect. And thank God it turned out to be, a blessing. And he loves everybody on the panel. And I could see why now coming on the panel, I can understand that. So.
Now, these are the best of the best. Every person you see, these faces, none of us are actors. Well, maybe KO is, but none of us are truly actors on this podcast.
Oh, the Mercedes.
I know I am, but he doesn't want to.
Mercedes. You got Mercedes.
Well, all the people in the world are actors, but the point is that there are some that are more for real and more acting. But that's to be more philosophical. But anyway, I'm so glad to of our time together.
There's something about when God is involved, okay, and if it's a truly genuine type of vehicle that God wants to use. It just happens. Things happen. The right people meet each other. The right people get together. And success is all the way. The reason being is that we're so successful is because it's not about us. It's about our listeners. It's about our listeners that have challenges in life right now that cannot be explained.
And we have one right now.
Beyond medical science. This goes beyond anything that you could think of. And we are literally the people on the front line. We are the last defense for most people. That's why when we do our job as we're supposed to in our ministry, follow our mission, it is important because people can lose their lives. People can lose their minds. We've had many people that have been unsuccessfully delivered because of something that happened, that occurred. It was a precondition. And as a result, it wasn't detected until the tremendous stress that became part of it. A lot of our people are either committed to mental asylums, mental hospitals, and so on, because of what they've seen and experienced, and they're so traumatized that sometimes no ritual in the world could bring them back, and that happens too. That's part of the reality of things. I get a kick out of these people that call themselves exorcists. No training whatsoever, and they want to promote themselves. They want to promote their book. They want to promote their program, but it's obviously not about the victim. And that's so sad because if you go through the motions and say a ritual over a person who says that they're possessed and they're not, what could happen? They could be thrown deeper into their psychosis, and in most cases, they could drive them to suicide. And so. But this is serious. This is not a game. This is the real thing, as we say.
Archbishop Ron, we do have someone, a Thomas Farley, that has asked a question, and I thought, Desiree, and I thought we could go ahead and have it be asked, if that's okay. It seems pretty pertinent. Okay, the question, Des, do you want to read it, or you want me to? Okay.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, it says, Father, can Satan read our mind?
Okay, excellent question. I'm going to give you my answer, and then everyone on the panel is going to give you their input as well. Okay, it's my inner understanding that Satan has been around from the beginning of time. He knows about human nature. He knows about everything that could be known about an individual who's a human being. Okay, and as a result, he's made it his job to know that and to do that. And he's been around for a very long, long, long time. Can he read your mind? No. Demons cannot read your mind. They can look at you physically. They can do an extremely good profile as to what kind of person, what your memories probably were about, other things. They're even able to to come up with certain names of relatives that may have passed on. How would they know these names? Probably because the more you talk, the more you reveal yourself, the more answers can surface up. And as a result, Satan can, and this holds true with demons too, they can't read your mind, but they could read your body. They could read your body, they could read your emotions, they could read that, and as a result, they use that against you. Dr. Glenn, what do you have to say about the subject?
Yes, I certainly agree with you, Bishop. But I would say that the demons, the demonic, I'll make it personal, probably knew me from the time I was in diapers and the different experiences I had in life. So they're like almost any good detective. Yes. They know my complete history. They know my weaknesses. They know my points of vulnerability. They know my points of temptation. And so they know me perhaps better than I know myself. So that is not necessarily a negative, but because they know me doesn't lessen my influence as an exorcist in terms of knowing their tricks also. And if you've been around enough, the demons have a limited amount of tricks that keep working that they use. So it is sometimes I would talk with a client, you call them clients, and in my mind will say, oh, what's happening with that lady? That's Incubus, the demon who's assaulting her. So it's a mutual thing in that with experience working in this realm, we also get to know the way that a lot of the demons act and work and the telltale signs they show. But yes, they can't read our mind, but they certainly know our history.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Leave it to Dr. Glenn to actually fill in some of the blanks I missed. The reason they could do this is exactly what he said. They are watching us from the very beginning, when we were born, all the way to our present time. How are they able to do this? Because they're outside of time and space. That means that they could look at us like it's a book, and they could see us from the beginning to the day we die. They see all of our characteristics, and as a result, they use that against us. Remember, Satan is a liar, and all the demons are a liar, and they're all about falsehoods, and they're all about distracting, trying to distract you from whatever you're trying to do. And so this is the reason. Again, Dr. Glenn, you got it right on the nose. Perfect, right on the nose. What do you say about that, Dr. Joshua?
Well, you know, I always go back to what the Bible teaches. And, you know, God alone knows the heart and the mind perfectly. And the Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 39, "For thou, even thou, only knowest the hearts of all the children of men." Jeremiah 17:10 says, "I, the Lord, search the heart, I try the reins." Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12 and 13 says that all things are naked and open under the eyes of him with whom we have to do. So these passages show the omniscience belongs to God alone. Now, Satan is a created being. As much as he don't like to admit that, he wants people to worship him as God. You know, he's powerful, but he's limited. He can't be omniscient. He's not omnipresent. He's not omnipotent. You know, in Job chapters 1 and 2, Satan has to appear before God and can only act with divine permission. Now, he can observe and influence, but he cannot read our minds. Acts chapter 5, verse 3, Peter said to Ananias and Sapphira, "Why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost?" So Satan influenced Ananias, but notice that Peter, by the Spirit, discerned the lie, not Satan reading his mind. Luke 22:31, Jesus told that same Peter, "Satan hath desired to have you that he might sift you as wheat." So this shows Satan requests permission and he acts externally. 1 Thessalonians 2:18, "Satan hindered us." Again, Satan works through circumstances and temptations. And we know only God can read our thoughts. Satan works, like you all have said, by studying our words, our habits, our weaknesses, our body language, our history, and our surroundings. And according to Ephesians 6, 11 and 12, he tempts us accordingly. So I think it's really interesting to note, and after I share this, I'm going to shut up. But the early church father Tertullian, in his writings on the soul, he said this. He wrote that demons read our thoughts from the motions of our bodies, suggesting they cannot directly know the mind, but they can infer outward signs.
That's right. Boy, spot on.
Excellent.
As I said, these experts were experts. Now we're going to go down to the scientific reason why all these things are all about. Dr. Adrian, we're talking about you. What's your view?
Well, as you know me, I'm a medical doctor. I was a professor of psychiatry at three universities. I've been through the world for 50 years. I can say that I'm a spiritual psychiatrist too. So in view of that, what I learned in life is that, you know, first of all, I questioned. I'm very curious. So why are we here? What is this universe? And to me, everything appears to be unknown and mysterious. And I can connect it just to a superior intelligence that humans don't have. Or they have the potential for, but they don't have. So then I assume logically that that particular intelligence is capable to connect with every fingerprint of 8 billion, and one of them is me, and one is every one of you. So we're always on God's line. So there is no exception. We're equal in the face of God. So what I'm saying is that when I pray to God, because I know there is such an intelligence, superior, then I tune into it and I align with it. And through it, I can accomplish everything, because with God, everything is possible. So I don't give up. I don't give in. I always know that there is there my best ally, and that is our Creator. So when we're talking about God, we're talking about that superior energy vibration of frequency that really is the highest, and we're striving to that. I believe in reincarnation. 50 years I did past life regression therapy and research. So, and I'm one of the people that are known for that as being a little bit out of the circle of, but I gave a lecture recently at Cedars-Sinai in the main auditorium to 300 doctors. And they invited me the fourth time to talk to them about reincarnation, believe it or not. So, so this is what happened about a week ago, right? Or something like that. Anyway, so what I, to come to your basic question, reading the mind, when I pray to God, prayer in words is not enough. You have to have many elements there that are nonverbal. First of all, be a good person, God good, and project that to anyone. We're interconnected. It's not just the devil can read our minds, but especially God. So, but people too. So what you do, you pray to God and you do good deeds. You go by the decent ways of God. This is part of the prayer. This is part in which God reads your mind. It's not just the words. It's your deeds. Being nice, being courteous, being graceful to people, not being selfish, and knowing that we're all one in this universe and one with God. We cannot have happiness as one individual without the happiness of the whole. Things like that. I can go for a day to enumerate them, which we don't have time. So what I'm saying, any good deeds, any good behaviors, we are read by God. God knows us, and the devil knows to keep away, to shun all these qualities that are highest frequency, because he's afraid of them. They destroy it. So when you do the exorcism, you're using this higher vibration to destroy the devil, to get it out. I did the spirit releasement. My psychiatric practice, which is unique, people came to me and some family members were attached, but that wasn't diabolic. So they couldn't get rid of them, but they sucked their energy. So they became sick, depressed, suicidal. So I helped them to get rid of this. Like one had eight spirits attached to. I told you in a previous podcast. So I asked them to go to the light. If they really love that person, to let it free. You know, when you love, you let go. So that's what I did, spirit releasement, which is not exorcism. You are specialists in that, and I respect that. So that's all I want to say. It's too much, and I stop. How do you stop, Katie?
You know, this is quite interesting. I always feel blessed when I hear a medical doctor, a man of science, talk about God. I mean, it melts my heart, you know. It's like that iron curtain is slowly disappearing, you know, and it's melting. And other people from the scientific community are coming on board and understanding, acknowledging the reality of God and his love and mercy. And this is so important. You know, we're running, believe it or not, we only have 3 minutes left. 4 minutes left, Mercedes?
We are, but I wanted to just, if you don't mind, there was one more thing, Archbishop.
Yes. Uh-oh. Can't hear you.
Oh, no.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Hello?
There we go.
All right. Wonderful. Yes, we are. We are about a couple minutes out. I just wanted to remind you, Archbishop, and panel and everything, thank you so much for joining. And also, too, I do have... wanted to share. I'm going to be adding the websites and links in the chats for our panels and also of our guests. So if anybody would like to more information on their websites and looking forward, it'll be in the chats and as well in the descriptions online. Thank you.
Yeah, we could share that too, Archbishop. If you wanted us to share the clip, we could share it before we end the show.
Yeah, of course.
Do you want to do that, you guys, and show what we've got so far?
Sure.
Yeah, yes, let's do it.
Okay.
And while she's doing that, I want to say that we are just so honored to have you here, K.O. and Mario, and we thank you so much for what you're doing to put this together and the integrity that you have and are using. The integrity is so important that you are like Archbishop Ron. I mean, he's real and you're real, both of you. And K.O. is a blessing, good friend of mine already. So such a miracle this is all happening.
Well, it is. God put it all together. He put it all together. And, you know, like I said, I was, this is really the first time that I'm able to really delve into this because we're appearing on the show. And I was impressed before, but I'm more impressed now by what I'm involved in and how I see it. And I'm honored to be a part of that and hopefully, you know, bring it to a more global presence to show the uniqueness of what this expertise and what this great mission is doing.
Exactly. Exactly. And I just want to thank all of you for having me on. I learned a lot, and I'm going to take this takeaway is I did not know that the devil could not read your mind. And that makes me feel great tonight. It's great to be able to take something away. I'm, yes, No,
a lie is a lie.
They don't know, but I'm a chaplain, and I work with young veterans going through drug and alcohol. And a lot of times that they ask questions regarding the paranormal. I have extensive background in that. And now I'm able to say conclusively that no, the devil can't read your mind. So that's good. When I do my chaplain services tomorrow, I'll be able to check that. Okay.
Awesome. That's awesome. I would remember, like, a lie is a lie is a lie. So that's it. If it's a lie, then there's no truth in it. Light cannot exist in darkness.
That's right.
It's very simple. Yeah, black or white. Okay, I've got yourself cleaned up. Here we are. Yeah.
Mario, it's good to see you face to face.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, Dr. Glenn, you too. Bishop Joshua, Archbishop, Mercedes, Desiree. KO, my girl.
I know. So
God willing, okay? God willing. Mario, you and I are going to share a lasagna one of these days. And, and it's going to happen soon. So just know that, okay?
From your mouth to God's ear. Sure. When it does, we're all going to celebrate for sure.
Yes. Absolutely.
Be sure to check out Jersey Shore Entertainment. Go to the website, everybody. He's got some incredible new documentaries that have just come out. One I can see a picture right now, President John F. Kennedy. Now, I've been watching these, and they're really, really great.
Thank you.
I know that we are in good hands when this actually comes into fruition.
They're on
the team. We are golden. Yeah,
Mercedes. If you go to the news section, and then you can just click on the article, because it'll show where the three films are in Roku, Amazon, Zoom. Yeah. If you go to the news section, it has news.
Yeah.
There you go. And then it has KO. She's on top. That's all the clips we put out. Yeah, that one there with the JFKs.
Yes. Awesome.
Yeah, there you go. And that tells where they're at.
So. And then that
Thank you. I'll go ahead and take that link.
Thank you, Mario.
So if I Google Jersey Shore, will I be able to get on the page?
Yeah. Sure. Oh, yeah. Jersey Shore Entertainment. Or just jerseyshoreentertainment.com. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
So...
Okay, got that link in.
KL, you look absolutely beautiful in that white outfit.
Oh my gosh.
On that picture.
Thank you.
What, you got a comic strip, KL? I love comic strips, so I'm gonna have to check out your book. And
I have the book.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so happy to. I feel blessed and to have this opportunity. It's been awesome.
Very good.
Here we go.
Very good.
Watching my demo run. There's Archbishop. He's the best looking guy on there.
Somebody's like Caruso, Enrico Caruso.
Adrian, you met him.
Boom, that's good. That was good.
Awesome.
Are we still on the air?
Yes. We're still sure.
I want to share something with KO, but not on the air.
Okay.
Shall we do our ending prayer, Archbishop?
Yes. I'm going to do the closing prayer, which is, of course, the St. Michael's prayer. It's prayer protection. If you don't know the prayer, it's on the bottom of the screen there. Right, exactly. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruins of souls. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, thank you for being with us this evening. God bless you all. Peace be with you. And hopefully next week we'll see you. And please bring your pets, bring your enemies, bring all the people you know in the world. Okay, bring your favorite plant. Bring everything to the screen. And don't miss next week's show. So I'm going to say peace be with you. God bless. Ciao. Until next time.
Bye. God bless. Bye.
Take this moment to invite those that are needing help from these incredible people on this panel, these experts that deal with all of these issues. We invite you, Desiree and I are here to take your messages, and I'm sure Desiree we can go ahead and give them out the email and things
yes.
that they need. We do invite you to please send in your information so we can help you.
And for the information that you'd like is to give, what we'd like to give you is you can send us an email on orderofexorcists@gmail.com. We also, if you'd like, you can reach us at a number. My number is Desiree at 443-961-4649. Again, it's Mercedes, and her number is 520-261-3171. We are on East Coast and the West Coast, so we are available. We are also on social media online, so you can reach out on Facebook as well as any other social platforms. We are expanding our online presence. As we do this, we will be announcing other ways. We are also on YouTube of Unseen Realm as well. And if you have a story or a situation that you'd like to share and have our expert panelists evaluate and assess, please, the light is there for you in this darkness. Okay, we do care and we do understand. God bless you.
Be a better you.